The LeGrand Collection, a regional reflection. A little bit of trickery in there.
Yeah, one of those things where you come up with a title for an exhibition that works just as a written, in written form. It's just what we wanted to say, but didn't actually say it out loud.
And then, then you found you had this wonderful rhyme.
The collection and reflection.
The collection and reflection.
Yes.
It's catchy.
I think so.
Yeah, people will remember it.
Yes.
Yes. And they don't have to remember it for long because it's the reception and the opening happens this Saturday.
Yes.
From 5 to 7.
Yes.
Will you be talking?
Yes, we will be talking. We do a talk right in the middle at 6 p.m. Okay. Up in the gallery. So I'll say a few words and we'll ask Rich to say a few words.
Okay. What is in the collection?
We are showing a large portion of the LeGrand Collection. And what you will see on display are artworks that have a regional connection. I could add another word.
Is there stylistic connections between them, or are they very different from each other?
There are a large number of abstract works that are tied together through, in my view, interesting textures and materials. Some of the artists he's collected, Jeff Freeman from University of South Dakota, Rick Johns, who's in Vermilion as well, Daniel Weiss, who's in Des Moines, and some other artists work with unusual materials, construct things in a not necessarily straightforward manner, and end up with really intriguing combinations of colors and materials and textures. Some of the other non-representational works also have a sense of texture, even if it might just simply be acrylic or oil on canvas. There's a layering of the paints that really makes you kind of want to touch them. The collection is not limited to that. He collected photography. They also have works that are still life works, figurative works, landscapes, things that you would expect in any group exhibition setting.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that's our regional artistic language?
I think it might be. I moved here from Florida. I had been in Florida for 15 years or so, and knew the art scene pretty well. There do seem to be more artists in this region, and I'm a little surprised by it, that work in an abstract way. And those artists do tend to value this. The word laborious is what comes to mind, but they work very, very hard to create layers and then go back into the layers they've created and maybe uncover some layers from previous applications of paint. There is a strong undercurrent here of work in that vein that values what you see on the surface as representative of something deeper. And
so it's sort of search for depth in a surface.
Mm-hmm. It's to be honest, it's not something something I've noticed in a number of artists, particularly in Sioux City. There are a lot of artists who are working in that fashion, but even beyond, it does seem to be something like that. And I haven't really thought about what that means.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you go see it, the regional reflection, you know, get a sense of who we are, maybe of how people are exploring the identity of being from this region.
The years of the work are more or less about 1985 to 2005. So it's a relatively tight time frame, the very recent past. So it's still very much a part of who we are right now.
One of the reasons why you're putting this collection together is because it will, in the future, will become part of the Art Center's collection.
Right. I think it's a great exhibition on its own, but what is really exciting is that Rich and Kathy have offered their collection as a promise gift to the Art Center. So in the upcoming years, at some point, these won't simply be on loan for an exhibition. They will become part of our permanent collection. And it's because it is such a reflection of what we do. We've already investigated it and approved their returning to us in many cases into our collection. And for that reason, we've also put together a really beautiful catalog of everything that's part of this future donation, and that will be available for anyone who comes to the Art Center. The whole project has been a really wonderful thing. It's a gift for the community.
It's The Le Grand Collection, A Regional Reflection, which opens this Saturday. There is a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. and a talk by my guest, Todd Barrett, beginning at 6 o'clock. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mark Munger.